the shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
When I met with Meg Whitman on June 20, 2009.
This lady has been hanging over 20 years. This year we put a different dress on.
It was pure shock. I was just... That's all you can say.
Call me a wide hunk.
No, Phil, get off me.
Oh, man, it's miserable.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch. Now we'll go through the looking glass and beyond to do what we got to do, man. And what we do, no other talk show can. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. You can join us online at philhendryshow.com. You can watch us as we perform our show every night at philhendryshow.com by tuning into our video cast. And if you're mobile, if you're out with your Android or your Evo phone, you can watch us online mobile, too. So check us out either on demand or live streaming video at philhendryshow.com. Now, this is Halloween, and we have Professor Clayton. All right, I'm going to get Professor Emery Clayton up here in just a moment from L.A. Canyon College. He's going to be talking to us about this time of year. It's Halloween, and something has occurred. I remember when Halloween, the big controversy around Halloween was, are those little tattoo strips, are they soaked in LSD? Then, of course, the controversy around Halloween was, are the candies spiked with poison? Have they put a razor blade in an apple? And, you know, these different kinds of controversies around Halloween. Now, it seems like every year we got the problem with the hanging mannequin or the lynched mannequin. And joining us online is Professor Emery Clayton from L.A. Canyon College. Professor Clayton, it's an interesting evolution, isn't it?
Well, that's what makes society, I think, Phil, that's what makes society, I think, very interesting, and that is how people change and how these celebrations, these different cultural affectations, if you will, whether they're coming to us from many, many, many years ago. And, you know, Halloween is a festival, if you will, that comes to us from Europe by way of Ireland. The jack-o'-lantern is a Irish tradition, and jack-o'-lantern was apparently some kind of a mythic figure that was known in old Ireland. The idea of giving candy to children, this became very popular in the early part of the 20th century. So Halloween has varying roots in different places in American society and beyond in European society.
What about the controversy, though, Professor, having to do with these mannequins? Now, the latest one, and I'm going to play a little bit of audio here, is from Apopka, Florida. And this has to do with a mannequin that the individual who has this mannequin decorating their property says is not racial at all. It's a skeleton dressed in a frilly pink dress, and it hangs from a noose at Kathy's Produce roadside stand in Apopka, Florida. And for some, it's an effigy of a hanging black woman because the skin on the mask that it's wearing is dark-colored. For others, it's just a dark-colored rubber monster mask. But Kathy Pryor has kept it up. She says it's Halloween, and I love Halloween.
Well, I think that there's a level of insensitivity. See, I think that if someone was to say, if I were an individual, someone was to say to me, you know, you have, if I were a white man, and someone said to me, you have something in your yard, you have a something that you have put on display at this time of year, which, and let's remember that Halloween is for children. Halloween is a celebration for children. It's not a celebration for adults, grown adults.
Well, there's a lot of adults that kind of like the ghost story aspect.
Well, they may like the ghost story. There are a lot of adults that like a lot of things. There are a lot of adults that act like children. There are a lot of adults that act like infants. There's no question that there are a lot of adults that probably like Halloween as much as a child does. But the fact of the matter is, it's a celebration for a child. And the little children go door to door and they have their, you know, their bags and they get their candy. Now, if a man said to me, you have something in your yard that is offending me, I'm a black man, you're a white man, would you take that down, please? I would have no problem. I would have no problem in saying to that man, I want to be a good neighbor. And I'm going to take that effigy down off that tree because it's misinterpreted, and that's not the point of me putting that up there. My point is to have some fun. And if someone is frightened or is otherwise distracted in a negative way by something that I have put in my yard during a festive time of year, that is, to wit, Halloween, then I'm going to take that down. But if I say to a man, Ben said to me, he's a black man, I'm a white man, you got that effigy hanging there, and I say, well, you know what, you're just going to have to live with that, because that's not what that means. That means something else. And there is tension now created between he and I. Whether or not he's right or wrong, what have I done? I'm digging my heels in. I would be very suspicious of a man like that.
Do you have decorations in your yard?
We have the Halloween decorate. My wife likes to do it. My son comes home from college at that part of October this year, especially. And so my son and my wife like to do the yard.
And what do you guys, what do you decorate?
Oh, we put up the things that you put up for the children. You know, we've got a tombstone, and we have a hanging, you know, we hang a man from a tree. And
what, if you don't mind me asking, it's going to sound stupid, but what color is the man you hang from the tree?
I think it's a white man. White man hanging from a tree.
And what if somebody said to you, that offends me, that's racist? You're black.
Yes, I'm a black, but hold on for just a minute.
You're a black man, and now you've got an effigy of a white guy hanging from your tree.
Yeah, but hold on. Me hanging a white man from a tree is acceptable, and it's acceptable Halloween art. Because that is a fantasy. That is more of a fantasy than it is a reality. A black man with a white man hanging from a tree in his yard, that is an other world fantasy. That's not going to happen. That never did happen, you know.
And so you're telling me that a black man hanging from a tree in a white man's yard...
That is an echo from the past. That's a reality. That's a reality, see. And so, just to anticipate you, Phil, because I think I know where you're going with this, and I don't appreciate it, because I think what you're trying to do is stir up something that don't need to be stirred up.
No, I'm just asking you. I asked you if you had decorations. You said yes, and you said you had something hanging from the tree.
Well, you know that we have. I've told you that we hang effigy from the tree.
No, I had no idea.
Well, I thought I had told you that, and if I hadn't told you, then... But the fact is, yes, that's a common... decoration we use. We have a white man hanging from a tree only because it's a dead man, you know. And
well, all right. So, what does that man hanging from the tree represent?
It's a dead man. It's a spooky, scary dead man hanging from a tree, and his ghost may come out and scare the hell out of you. You know, I don't know. Ask my wife. But it's just a dead man.
But a black guy. So there is there's a double standard here, and we've been dealing with that tonight. On the one hand, there's a white woman who's got a black effigy hanging from her tree.
No, there's no double standard at all. That woman...
No, this lady has a black effigy that they're called... Do you consider that racist?
Of course it is.
Why?
Why? It's racist because that woman has... she's got a black woman hanging, dangling from a tree as if to say... Take a look. Remember them days, you know, that kind of thing. I don't know if the lady's racist. She may not be, but fact is, what she's got hanging from a tree represents racism. What I have hanging from my tree represents a hallucination. It ain't got nothing to do with reality.
A black man hanging from a tree does, but a white man hanging from a tree...
In a black man's yard. There are plenty of white men that hung from trees back in the 19th century when they were hanging... What do you call them? Horse thieves? And they were hanging all of these people. That was going on. But you ain't going to find one hanging in a black man's yard, that's for sure.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number on the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking about mannequins. These black mannequins that hang from trees, or white mannequins that hang from trees at Christmas or at Halloween time. Here is at least one of the individuals involved here. This is a Apopka resident. One of the Apopka residents speaking with Channel 2 at Orlando, and they do not like this display, this mannequin, hanging from this tree.
It is very offensive to me. I mean, if you go back to the lynching of the, you know, of way back, they're lynching.
I think they should be made to take it down. It's not right.
Here is the manager of the stand, Kathy's Produce, Charlie Pennington, defending the decoration.
This lady has been hanging over 20 years. This year we put a different dress on her. Same mask, same hair. And there's never been a problem. It's not a brown mask. It's not a black mask. It's a it was a white mask, and it's turned gray now. So, ever how they want to take it, it's them.
What do you think?
Oh, that's a load. And that man there, that white man there, lying. It never was a problem because nobody brought it up. Now people bring it up. Now it's a problem. See, but I don't know why those people with their fruit and vegetable stand, they don't take that down. You know, I don't know. Somebody got a fruit and vegetable stand. You're trying to sell fruit and vegetable. And that means a vegetable or fruit is something hanging from a tree, not a black woman.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Emery Clayton here on the Phil Hendry Show about the Halloween decoration or racial statement. Lynched mannequin decoration is called racist. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Professor Emery Clayton with us as we talk about Halloween and the hanging of effigies from trees, some of which are black and are protested by black people as looking like lynchings. And you have said, Dr. Emery, that you have one in your yard. It's a white man, which is not racist.
Let me, if I could clear it up, Phil, because we had a problem here not too long ago. We had some Wiccan. These are witch people who believe in witchcraft, the Wiccan, the ancient so-called religion. And one of my neighbors had a witch that he had tied to a stake like she was going to be burned, and this was a Halloween decoration, and these fools come around. Now, I'm not going to knock someone's religion, but you have to be, you have to understand something. You can't just say, I'm a Wiccan and I don't like that witch in your front yard. That's jackass. It's what I call jackass. That's just jackass. Man, it's Halloween, you're going to have a witch in your front yard. If a Wiccan come along and say, you can't have that witch, that's just a jackass move. Now, I'm a black man. I've got a white man hanging from a tree in my yard. That doesn't mean that I hate white people. That's what a dead man looked like on Halloween. He looked like a white man. They are, a white man is a generic dead man on Halloween. That's generic. A black man is racist. That's racism. Now, let me just say one.
Then I got some calls to take.
All right, let me just say this. If I'm white and I got a white man hanging from a tree, that's not going to be racist. That's just a white man, a generic dead man. If I'm black and I got a black man hanging from a tree, that ain't racist either. That is a generic dead man for a black man. If I'm black and I've got a white man hanging from a tree, that ain't racist because that's the dead man that I've been told by society I get to hang from a tree. But if I'm a white man and I got a black man hanging from a tree, that's racist. That's why that Kathy Produce, or whoever this man, this gentleman was they spoke with, he need to get that black mannequin down now because he got a black woman hanging from a tree in front of his pineapple stand or whatever he... I don't even know what these people are doing. They got a what?
I'm sorry?
What is it? What's the business?
It's a roadside vegetable stand.
A roadside vegetable stand. What's that supposed to be? Some kind of a joke?
Well, no. I'm sure you've seen. We have them everywhere in California, all over the country. These roadside stands where they sell vegetables.
Well, it might be a roadside stand that looks normal to you and to other people, but I see a black man hanging from a tree near something like that. It looked to me like they're having themselves some kind of a church social.
No. This is a stand where they sell fruits and vegetables, and it happened to be also a part of the Halloween decorations they've got. Let's go to Mary in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Hi, Mary. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello. How are you this evening?
Good, ma'am. Thank you.
Other than the crazies you got on your show, I think that that man is so racist. I just don't understand why he thinks it's okay to hang a white man, but it's not okay to hang a black man.
You don't hear too good, do you? You don't. That lady don't hear too good, do she?
You there, Mary?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, I didn't say hang a white man, did I? I said hang a dummy. A white dummy.
Okay, what's the difference in a white dummy or a black dummy?
A white dummy, first of all, you called me crazy. I ain't called you a name. I could have called you some old bag. I didn't say that, did I?
Okay, so answer
all right, let's
my
forget
question.
About. Let's forget about that, okay?
I'll answer the question, but she doesn't come on here calling me a name and expecting me to have a conversation with her. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand. Let's just get past that.
Because I'm a gentleman, I'll get past it. The difference
okay,
is this.
Okay, could you answer my question now?
The difference is this. A white dummy is a generic symbol of a dead man. That's just what a dead man is on Halloween. Is a white dummy. A black
and
dummy hanging from a tree represents rip. I live in America. Every Halloween, you see a... what color was Frankenstein? White. What color is Dracula? White. What color is Casper the Friendly Ghost?
Excuse me,
white.
What color is
Blackula? What color? Blackula? When do you ever go see Blackula? You ain't got... That's got nothing to do with you. That's got nothing to do with you. So the fact is that white is a generic color for all these ghouls and goblins and what have you. Now, a black man hanging from a tree, that's a whole different ball game. That is a black man hanging from a tree.
I just get so tired of
and
hearing
you,
about
Mary, you're talking about Blackula. Well, you get tired of it because your family was probably heavy into it. And you talking about Blackula. Where'd you ever see Blackula?
Probably when I was 16, 17, that's when the movie come out.
Well, you didn't go see it, because your folks wouldn't let you go around that many black people, would they?
Oh, come on, will you?
Well, she's coming on. She's coming on.
With them.
I'll bet you did grow up right with them. You know
that's
something,
right.
Mary? I've seen you coming three blocks off. Let me just say this. You can hang any kind of effigy you want. Black, white, pink, whatever. But you ain't never going to get me to believe that Dracula was a black man.
She's talking about that.
No, I know what she's talking about. Dracula was white, come from a white country.
All right. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry show here, talking to Emery Clayton. All right, so now that we have you, what you call a generic white man, but you're having here...
No, I said a generic dead man.
All right. What you're having here is a conversation about these dummies hanging from trees in which you're saying something entirely different. The generic dead man is a white man, you see. The generic dead man is a white man, right?
That's what I'm saying, yeah. And so when you see a ghoul or a goblin, that's a white man. If I got a white man hanging from a tree in my yard, that's a white man. If I got a ghoul or a goblin hanging from a tree in my yard, that's going to be a white man. If you ever saw, and I don't know if you saw the movie, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
All right. Did you see any black people in that? Did you see any black people in Lord of the Rings?
No, I did not.
All right. Because there weren't no black people. When it comes to ghouls and goblins and weird asses like that, anything weird, that's all white. So it's a fantasia. When it comes to reality and the reality of a dead man hanging from a tree, there's only one symbol for that, and that's a black man. And
well, you're not saying that white people haven't been hung.
I'm not saying white people haven't been hung, but I'm saying to you, nobody is going to look at that and say, oh, that's racist because he got a dead white man hanging from a tree. They're going to say that's Halloween, that's ghouls, goblins, that's all jacked up. They ain't never going to see what that lady was saying.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. It's the Phil Hendry Show. More of your calls from Professor Emery Clayton for Professor Emery Clayton. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line with me is Professor Emery Clayton, and we're talking about Halloween. And every year, it's the hanging effigies. Now, you got a white effigy in your yard, and I understand the point that you were making, but it seems like everybody is getting really touchy about race. Is it possible that black folks are touchy when it comes to some of these effigies?
Let me ask you a question. What do you mean touchy?
Well, that guy said that it was a mask that had been white and turned gray.
Well, he might have said a lot of things, and some of them might be true, but I'm asking you a question. See, that white lady I just talked to says she's so tired of this, tired of that. That cracker, let me tell
you. Well, you got to call people cracker.
Well, I call them what they are. And that old woman is, that old lady is getting sick and tired of this, sick and tired of that. She's probably sick and tired of being reminded what her family made its money in. That is, packing people onto slave ships. And
all right, let's not talk about personalities. Let's talk about the issue.
The issue is this. All right? If I say to you, just like you were talking to me, look at that dummy that you got in your yard is offending me. Why don't you take that thing down? And say, well, why? Because it looks like it's a black man. I'll take it down. But what's this produce stand where they're selling God knows what on that produce stand? They got berries and apples and oranges and everything else that they're selling on that produce stand. What are they doing hanging a dummy of a black woman, even if it ain't a black woman? If somebody come up to them and say, I don't like that, why don't you take that down? Can you answer that?
Well, I mean, it's something. He said they've been doing it for 20 years.
He's got people walking up to his stand and saying, that looked to me like a black woman hanging from a tree. I don't care if it is Halloween. That offends me. Why don't you take that down? This guy's in business. You understand that, right? This guy, this Kathy's Produce, is that a guy or is that a woman?
It's a woman, Kathy's Produce, the owner.
Well, who's this Chad Pennington? I thought that guy, I swear to God, I thought he was a quarterback for the New York Jets.
No, it's not Chad Pennington. It's the man's name is Pennington.
All right, well, who is that?
I guess he's the manager.
All right. You know, years ago, Martin Luther King put together an economic boycott, basically said, all right, black people are not going to ride the bus, they're not going to go into supermarkets, they're not going to go into department stores, they're not going to go anyplace. And guess what happened? All them people suddenly started to change their tune. Well, the same thing is true with Kathy's Produce. All they have to do is say, hey, we ain't going to be shopping at Kathy's Produce no more. We're not going to go and eat at her store or at her fruit stand if she don't take down that dummy.
Well, it's only once a year, though, you know. And
every Halloween, Phil, we got to put up with some black dummy hanging from a tree. And when you go up to the dumb cracker that hung it there and you say, would you mind taking that down because that's offensive. That stupid you-know-what is digging in his heels and saying, oh, it's not offensive to me. I think it looks just perfectly fine. Like that one guy that had the monkey sitting there in his store, and that's supposed to be Barack Obama. It ain't isolated. I guarantee before Halloween, we see more of these kinds of stories. We got all kinds of black dummies hanging from all kinds of trees. So what I would say is this. If I got a white dummy hanging from a tree, that, you know, let's get the black dummies down. Then we'll talk about the white dummy.
Well, what do you even got that thing hanging in a tree for? That's, you know.
That's my wife and my son. They want to have that thing up there. That's their business, you know. I don't know. But I can tell you.
Have you talked to your wife about that?
No, I haven't talked to her about that. I mean, my son said to me, hey, Dad, how come we got a white dummy hanging from a tree? I said, it looks normal to me. You know.
You haven't had any white people come by and say that looks racist?
Let me tell you why they haven't. Because they don't know who lives in this house. Now, I have one neighbor and knows a black. I'm a black man. He knows I live here. He came over. He said, "What you got that? What?" I said, "Mind your own business, Effie. This guy is some old jerk." But the rest of the people come by. If they knew a black man lived here, yeah, they'd say they'd have a big problem with it. But because they think a white man lives in this house, they don't care about the white dummy. You understand what I'm saying? It's all right to have a black dummy if you're a black man. It's all right to have a white dummy if you're a white man. It's okay to have a white dummy if you're a black man. But if you got a black dummy and you're a white man, you dead. You understand that, right?
No, I do. No, I don't.
I think many people use these kinds of decorations knowing they're racist. It's a subtle reminder to me and my brothers and sisters that, you know, the white man think he's in charge, which he ain't. Only a dumbass would probably believe something like that anyway.
All right. Well, Professor, it's been good talking with you, and it's always great to get your point of view. That having been said, it's a pretty radical point of view, and it's a pretty militant point of view. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry.
All right, welcome back. Geez, we got a whole hour and 15 minutes. Professor Clayton was getting on my nerves. I don't want to keep listening to him haranguing crap, you know?
Yeah, well, he's talking about real stuff, though, about being a black man.
Yeah, I've heard his pitch. Oh, I can have a white guy hanging from my tree, but he can't, you know. So
yeah, what'd you hang up on for?
Because he bored me, to be honest with you. California governor's race upended by immigrant maid. That's the headline. I don't know whether or not you guys have been listening to this story about Meg Whitman. She's running for governor of the state of California. And guess what? We got ourselves another problem. We have somebody else who allegedly, apparently, maybe could be hired someone who is an illegal immigrant as a housekeeper. Now, you do have to keep up appearances if you are anti-immigration, or not anti-immigration so much as you are anti-illegal immigration. Maybe you believe in a pathway to citizenship. If Meg Whitman believes in the so-called pathway to citizenship, which is that illegal immigrants can stay in this country if they learn English, pay a fine, and get in line to become United States citizens, then we have them documented per se, and they become, they are part of a process. And you could argue, if that was your stand politically, you could argue, hey, sure, I had an illegal working in my house, but I believe in giving those guys a pathway to citizenship. Meg Whitman's campaign for governor was thrown into turmoil as the Republicans sought to fend off new evidence that she knowingly had an illegal immigrant housekeeper on her payroll for nearly a decade. Whitman denounced the allegation as a baseless smear attack by Democratic challenger Jerry Brown in what has become a dead heat race 5 weeks before the election. I can't believe it. I ain't saying that Meg Whitman is any great shakes. I can't believe that I can't believe that Californians are still thinking about Jerry Brown as a governor. The central issue is whether Whitman knew about a letter that the Social Security Administration sent her in 2003 that raised discrepancies about the housekeeper's documents, a possible tip-off that she could be illegal. The letter is the foundation for claims by former maid Nikki Diaz-Santillan that Whitman and her husband knew for years she was in the U.S. illegally but kept her on the... For 2 days, Whitman forcefully denied receiving any such letter and said she fired the $23-an-hour housekeeper last year immediately after learning she was illegal. But Whitman's husband changed course Thursday, today, after a letter surfaced with what appeared to be his handwriting, forcing him to say he may have been aware of the correspondence back in 2003. That's 6 years before the year that they fired this woman. Here is Nikki Diaz-Santillan, is her name, claiming today that Meg Whitman and her husband knew she was an illegal immigrant when she was hired.
When I met with Meg Whitman on June 20, 2009, I asked her for her assistance, and I explained to her why I came here to the United States. I told her that she knew that and I don't have papers to work here, and I need her help. I want her to help me get an immigration attorney. Miss Whitman just laughed and turned her face to one side.
Excuse me, but that sounds to me like somebody from Brown's campaign got a hold of that woman, propped her in front of a camera. That's right, yeah, go ahead, squirt some of the tears. It sounds pretty pat, doesn't it? The woman laughed at me, the rich lady, and here I am trying to... Anyway, it may sound pat, and it might even be a setup, but the fact is, if Whitman can't explain that paperwork that goes back to 2003 with her husband's writing on it, here is Santillon saying that soon after she asked for help, she was fired.
On Wednesday, June 24, 2009, I received her call, and she told me, I talked to my lawyer, and he told me, we cannot do anything for you. She said, I cannot help you, and don't say anything to my children. I will tell them you already have a new job, and that you want to go to school. And from now on, you don't know me, and I don't know you.
Wow, if that's true, wow. Was she a nanny? I'll tell my children, because I guess the kids either became attached or familiar with this lady to the point where they had to have this explained to them. Now I figured this out, and Gloria, you're a nice lady, but what did you do, man? Did you coach her? Here is Santillon's attorney, Gloria Allred. She said Whitman took advantage of the housekeeper.
Was Ms. Whitman engaging in her own form of don't ask, don't tell, so that she could continue to benefit from the work of a vulnerable and undocumented worker and exploit her while pretending that she didn't know the truth?
It's starting to stink a little bit. You know, Gloria, no offense, but when you're out there and you're saying what you're saying, you know...
What? Do you think she's, like, lying?
No.
Not she ain't lying, but it's like she's turning it into a, well, a cause as opposed to it's a serious issue. But now it sounds almost like somebody's beating a drum. Here on Fox News, Meg Whitman's asked by Neil Cavuto if she ever knew the housekeeper was illegal.
No, absolutely not. We used an employment agency to find Nikki. She filled out a 1099, showed a California driver's license. Everything was in order. We specified with the employment agent we wanted to make sure we had someone who was here legally to work in the United States. And no one was more surprised when she came to me in June of 2009 and admitted that she was here illegally and had forged the documents.
Forged? Wait, forged? What do you mean forged the documents? Now this girl, Santillon, has forged... there's a whole other thing that's being accused here. Whitman says her former housekeeper is being used by Allred.
I feel terrible for Nikki. Nikki is a wonderful individual. She was an extended part of our family for 9 years, and something has happened. She is being manipulated. This is a political gimmick, led by Gloria Allred, who is famous for this kind of stuff. It's bad, it's just politics as usual, and it's a real shame because poor Nikki, I think, I just feel terrible for her.
All right, well, that's fine, but the fact is you did can her. After you say you found out she was illegal, and yet your husband says that today, with this document surfacing from the Social Security Administration with his handwriting on it, dating to 2003. All right. The husband's shift only served to intensify the uproar in this contest that until now has been focused on serious issues such as job creation, government spending, and education in a state with a $19 billion deficit and a 12.4% unemployment rate.
Yeah, you'll notice we haven't paid a lot of attention to it until now.
Right. In other words, we haven't paid any attention to it until now.
Yeah.
Now the focus is on whether the billionaire GOP nominee for governor will take a polygraph test to respond to allegations brought by a celebrity-seeking attorney and her mysterious housekeeper client. what polygraph? Who is asking her to take a polygraph test? Revelations about the illegal housekeeper have also thrown Whitman's carefully managed campaign completely off track and opened the door for Democrats to accuse her of hypocrisy. Meg Whitman is the former chief of eBay, has called for tougher sanctions against employers who hire illegal workers, and the fact that she employed an illegal immigrant maid from Mexico for 9 years could undermine her credibility. She also spent millions courting Latino voters who could play a key role in determining the outcome of the race. The housekeeper and lawyer Gloria Allred later produced a copy of the letter Thursday that they say shows Whitman's husband, Dr. Griffith Harsh III, partially filled it out and told the housekeeper to check on this. What the hell is that, man?
Some kind of document you got to fill out. And y'all didn't fill the whole thing out, I guess. But I'm not sure. Let me see. Yeah.
Well, that ain't the document. That's the story.
No, I'm just reading.
Allred said the housekeeper recognized the handwriting as belonging to Whitman's husband, and a handwriting specialist may be brought in to analyze her husband's penmanship. I think the husband's already admitted, though, hasn't he? She claims it could prove that Whitman and her husband knew years earlier that Diaz-Santillan might be illegal while working at their Silicon Valley mansion. In a statement released by the campaign, Harsh said he did not recall receiving the letter, although it's possibly scratched out a note asking Diaz-Santillan to follow up. He noted, however, that the letter does not say Diaz-Santillan is illegal. It merely asks for more information. All right, well, that's the Meg Whitman story, man.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
California governor's race upended by immigrant maid. Man, you could have knocked me over, dude. You know, you could have knocked me over when Jerry Brown was in this race. I thought, you know, big Jerry Brown, man, who the hell wants that cat as governor again? Ain't nothing wrong with the guy necessarily. It just, you know, who, you know, I don't want to look at that guy again as governor of the state. That's all. I wouldn't want to look at George Duke Magian's face again. I don't want to look at Pete Wilson again. All those guys are from a different era, a different time. And Brown, I don't know what in the hell he was doing. I don't know what you're telling me, Jason, if this is true or not. I want you to give me a story instead of just putting lines up here that I'm supposed to read and believe. Whitman told them she wanted only legal workers. Is that right? How do I know that? The housekeeper allegedly put down a Social Security number and ID to the agency. How do I know that? You better give me some news stories that back this stuff up. I don't know that Whitman said she only wanted legal workers. She's dealing with a employment agency. And the employment agency, I'm assuming, is hiring legal workers. They're hiring illegal workers? What are they doing? You can't... You got an employment agency, and you go to the employment agency and you say, I would like to hire someone to work at my house. Now Whitman says, and I want to make sure that they're legal. So her responsibility as an employer ends there. She's going to run for governor of California. She's the head of eBay. I want someone that's legal. All right. Now, I've had nannies. We've hired nannies. We've hired nannies through employment agencies. We've hired nannies through employment agencies. And a lot of these employment agencies are run by from their own country to be in the country, you know. We go to an employment agency, and I don't ever remember asking them, and I want to make sure they're legal. Maybe you call me stupid, but an employment agency with a business license, I assume has got people who are legally entitled to work in the United States. Now, maybe I'm stupid. Because if we got employment agencies that are farming people out that do not have a legal right to work in the United States of America, that have their business license pulled. Now, I know what this Whitman said. Whitman says this chick has falsified documents. But that's Meg Whitman. That doesn't mean anything. I want to hear from the employment agency. Meg Whitman, I don't even know if she's going to tell the truth. I'm not calling the woman a liar, but I am saying she's running for governor of the state of California. And if the truth is going to sink her campaign, I don't know how readily she's going to be accessing that truth. I don't care what she's got to say.
Well, she's going to... What if she lies?
I'm going to assume she's going to lie. If there's any information that's going to sink her campaign, I'm going to have to assume she's lying. If, on the other hand, the information is that this woman falsified documents, well, then let me hear it from the employment agency and maybe even see the documents. You think I'm going to take Meg Whitman's word for it? Forget it. I wouldn't take Jerry Brown's word for it.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you take Jerry Brown, man?
I don't trust either one of those jackasses, to be perfectly honest with you. These people, man, I'm going to tell you something. They run for elected office. They lie. You catch them in a lie. And then they say, oh, well, you don't understand. You see, what happened was this, blah, 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 blah. And they've always got some excuse. It's always somebody that worked for them. It's always, well, we trusted this person. They never, ever take responsibility. They always say this. The ultimate responsibility rests with me, of course. But there were people that, you know, that's a meaningless statement to say. I take full responsibility. I trusted people. That's a meaningless statement. All right, just when you thought we wouldn't have to hear about Tiger Woods anymore, we have to hear about Tiger Woods next on The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.